全真模拟题十四。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Sight problems.
The emphasis on educational achievement may be coming at a heavy price. Researchers say that hard work at school, plus the lack of exposure to outdoor light, is damaging the eyes of almost 9 out of 10 students. The scientists say that genetic factors, which are long thought to play a big role in short-sightedness, are not as important as the environment. They suggest that compulsory time outdoors should be considered by educational authorities as a way of dealing with the problem.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The emphasis on educational achievement. The emphasis on educational achievement. May be coming at a heavy price. May be coming at a heavy price. Researchers say that hard work at school. Researchers say that hard work at school. Plus the lack of exposure to outdoor light. Plus the lack of exposure to outdoor light. Is damaging the eyes of almost 9 out of 10 students. Is damaging the eyes of almost 9 out of 10 students. The scientists say that genetic factors. the scientists say that genetic factors which are long thought to play a big role in short-sightedness, which are long thought to play a big role in short-sightedness. Are not as important as the environment. Are not as important as the environment. They suggest that compulsory time outdoors should be considered. They suggest that compulsory time outdoors should be considered. By educational authorities as a way of dealing with the problem. By educational authorities as a way of dealing with the problem.
The last reading.
The emphasis on educational achievement may be coming at a heavy price. Researchers say that hard work at school, plus the lack of exposure to outdoor light, is damaging the eyes of almost 9 out of 10 students. The scientists say that genetic factors, which are long thought to play a big role in short-sightedness, are not as important as the environment. They suggest that compulsory time outdoors should be considered by educational authorities as a way of dealing with the problem.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
How to survive the heat. Good morning, everyone. Today we are going to talk about hot weather and the problems it can cause. We also will talk about the best ways to prevent and treat problems caused by extreme heat. As we know, floods, storms, and other natural events kill thousands of people every year. So does extreme heat. In fact, heat may be nature's deadliest killer. Several hot days that follow each other are considered a heat wave. Experts say heat waves often become dangerous when the nighttime temperature does not drop much past the highest daytime temperature. This puts great pressure on the human body. Extreme heat can be harmful to very young children, especially when they are left in a car. Every year, there are news reports about young children dying after they were left inside cars in the summer sun. The most common health problem linked to hot weather is heat stress. Usually, it is also the least severe. Most people suffer only muscle pain because of heat stress. The pain is a warning that the body is becoming too hot. Doctors say those suffering muscle pain should stop all activity and rest in a cool place. They should also drink cool liquids. Doctors say not to return to physical activity for a few hours because serious conditions can develop. Untreated heat stress can lead to a more serious problem called heat exhaustion. A person suffering from heat exhaustion loses too much water through perspiration. He or she will feel weak and extremely tired. They may have trouble walking normally. Heat exhaustion may also produce a fast heartbeat, breathing problems, and pain in the head, chest, or stomach. Doctors say people with such problems should rest quietly in a cool place and drink plenty of water. They also say it may help to wash with cool water. Experts say even a 2% drop in the body's water supply may cause signs of dehydration. These signs include problems with memory and even simple mathematics. The treatment for dehydration exhaustion is the same as for heat exhaustion. Drink plenty of water and rest in a cool place. Even better, doctors say, drink about 2 liters of water a day, so problems with dehydration will not have a chance to develop. Heat exhaustion can lead to heat stroke if it is not treated. Heat stroke is the most serious disorder linked to hot weather. It results when the body is not able to control its temperature. The body temperature increases and perspiration fails. Doctors say actions other than drinking water can protect against the health dangers of heat. Stay out of the sun if possible. Wear loose, lightweight, and light-colored clothes. Wear a hat or other head coverings when in the sun. Eat fewer hot and heavy foods. If possible, cook foods during cooler times of the day. Also, rest more often. Physical activity produces body heat. Okay, after today's talk, I hope that you get these simple steps that can prevent the health problems linked to heat. They will prevent sickness, help you feel better, and may even save your life.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear two conversations. At the end of each conversation, five questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the four choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on Conversation 1.
I hate walking into our building in the morning. All the smokers stand around the building's entrance puffing away. I can't take it. Sorry, I'm just a little bit worked up.
That's okay. I understand. A lot of people really hate smoking.
I'm glad they banned smoking inside the office. But I wish I didn't have to smell it while walking on the street. It makes me feel nauseous. I simply can't understand why a person would want to smoke.
Well, I used to smoke. I quit about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I would assume at this point in history, especially given what we know about the dangers of smoking, most people would have quit already.
You know the saying, old habits die hard. I think I would add that bad habits die even harder. You know, you could always move to Bhutan.
Bhutan? I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It's a small kingdom located in the Himalayan mountains near Nepal. In 2004, Bhutan banned tobacco altogether.
Cool. Did it work? If I go to Bhutan, will I never smell cigarette smoke?
Actually, no. I read a recent report that said there were a lot of loopholes in the law. And if you go to restaurants and bars, you'll still see lots of people lighting up.
So I guess I just have to learn to put up with it.
Things are changing, however. Smoking rates are dropping all around the world. Just the other day, there was a newspaper report that said New Zealand was raising prices on a pack of cigarettes to $15 by the year 2016.
$15? Wow, that's really expensive. But is there any proof that high prices are a deterrent?
There have been quite a few studies that show that every time a country raises cigarette taxes and prices, a certain percentage of smokers quit.
I see. The high prices act as the straw that broke the camel's back. Smokers that have been meaning to quit see the price increase and it gives them a little push.
Yeah, but on the other hand, prices are already quite high in many places. A pack of cigarettes in London costs about $10. In New York, a pack costs roughly $8. And in Norway, it's already around $14. But I was in London not that long ago, and I saw plenty of smokers.
Yeah, the last time I was in New York, there also seemed to be plenty of smokers. I guess there are some people who are wealthy enough to afford whatever price.
Definitely. I think the best way forward is to push education efforts for young people. If we can convince the next generation that smoking isn't cool, eventually we might be able to eradicate smoking.
I suppose you're right.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on Conversation 1.
Question 1. What is the main topic of the conversation?
Question 2. Which country banned tobacco in 2004?
Question 3. What is the man's attitude towards the anti-smoking law?
Question 4. How much will New Zealand's price be on a pack of cigarettes in 2016?
Question 5. Which one is the best way of banning smoking, according to the conversation?
This is the end of Conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2.
Frank, we just got our sales figures in and the numbers are very disappointing. What's going on here?
I haven't actually seen the new figures. How far have we fallen?
We were in the 6th place at the beginning of the year and now we've slipped to the 11th. That's a considerable drop.
Wow, that's really bad news. Maybe we should brainstorm some ideas for a radical reinvention of our sales and marketing plan.
Yeah, let's do that right now. What do you think the problem is?
Well, it seems our competitors have managed to carve a niche in the market. They are now perceived as more cool or trendy than we are. Perhaps we should consider getting some celebrity endorsements.
You mean like a rock star or a famous sports figure?
Yeah, that might help. The person has to be seen as kind of a rebel so we can associate our brand with individuality.
That's not a bad idea. I'll talk to the board of directors about that.
I'd also suggest we reevaluate our packaging. Right now, the box we sell our product in seems a little drab and colorless.
Yes, we could redesign our repackaging. But on the other hand, there is a recent trend to move away from excessive packaging, you know, to help save the environment.
That's another way we could go. We could reduce our packaging and then advertise our environmentally friendly business policies. Being green is definitely cool these days. Perhaps environmentally friendly packaging would appeal to a younger customer demographic.
That's a great idea. Are we harnessing the power of social network websites?
What do you mean?
I mean like setting up a Facebook page or using Twitter. It's free to get online and set up an account. We might as well take advantage of these opportunities.
Another idea is for us to reevaluate where we are spending our advertising dollars.
Right now, we break it down between all the major media outlets. Television advertising gets 45% of our budget. 30% goes to print media, 20% goes to radio, and 5% goes towards advertising online.
I think we should boost our online advertising. Online ads are cheap, and they can reach a much wider audience.
All right, I'll ask the ad department to make the changes.
If we can implement these new ideas by the end of this quarter, we might be able to reverse our sales slide and put ourselves in position for a major rebound to come next year.
That would be great.
Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2.
Question 6. Which place are the sales figures in now?
Question 7. Which one is not the current marketing skill used by their competitors?
Question 8. Which one is not the reason of redesigning packaging according to the conversation?
Question 9. How much is the budget for advertising online?
Question 10. How many suggestions do the two speakers talk about in order to increase the sales?
This is the end of Conversation 2.
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.